Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Come on! Jesus' name. No matter the situation, it's already better in Jesus' name. How many of you have come to have an encounter with Jesus? Anytime we come before His presence, we want to see Him. We don't want to see man. We don't want to hear of man. We want to hear of Him. He's the reason for our gathering. This morning, I just pray that, Father, may your Son Jesus be the center of our worship. Hallelujah. If it is not about Him, then we are the wrong place. Is somebody here with me? Yeah. Therefore, I want you to help me as we go through the Word of God, as we stand for the reading of God's Word, help me as we read from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 17 through to 15. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 17, 12 to 15. Hallelujah. Can you help me read from the screen? Let's read in concert. And as they entered into a certain city, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Wow. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, glorify God. Help me read the 16 and the 17 in addition. And fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Then the last verse in the service. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? This morning, I want to preach from the subject, making it to the top 10. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes. Father, we are once again ever, ever grateful. We cannot but to speak of your goodness and to tell of your mighty acts, your great wonders and deliverance that has brought us through. We know with all our heart that we've come thus far by faith of the Son of God. And through Him, we have received grace unto grace. Herein we stand. This morning our hearts are open, our minds are alert, our spirit is agile just to receive your word. My desire, my prayer, O God, is that we will not hear the voice of man, but we will only hear your voice. My desire, O God, is that we will not see man through your word, but we will see Jesus in your word. Spirit of the living God, take over the atmosphere. Make this moment sacred. And let your word come in power. And let your word come in all wisdom and in clear understanding. Holy Spirit, do it again as you have always assisted me and help me to carry out that which you want us to hear. I pray in the name of Jesus that as your word come, let healings begin to take place. Let miracles in diverse forms begin to take place. Let there be restoration in the lives of your people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this moment of prayer. In Jesus' name we have prayed with thanksgiving. And let the good people shout a big amen. Amen. Please kindly take your seat in the presence of the living God. Tap somebody and say, making it to the top 10. Making it to the top 10. It is so important for us to understand the seasons and the times in which God has brought us in. It is so clear by this time to every one of us that God works in seasons and in times. Even though he lives beyond time and he controls time, but he has the set time in doing everything that he wants to do. And I believe that in this season, God's word is so much important if we want to know what he's doing in our lives. Coming into the 10th month brings us into a point where God says that for every one of his child, his desire and his will for you is to make it to the top 10. Is to make it to the top 10. Making it to the top 10 is not supposed to be a cliche or motto or call and respond. But making it to the top 10, it's God's blueprint for your life as a child of God. We've seen that in many cases in Scripture, the figure 10 has been so significant. We saw how the 10 commandments came in 10. We saw how God made Daniel and his friends 10 times better. We saw from Elkanah's statement that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to his power that is at work in us. And said to Hannah, am I not better than 10 sons? Which means that whatever God is going to do is going to exceed your expectation. Having 10 means divine accomplishment. It means exploits out of your hands. That which God is going to bless your hands to do shall be prosperous. It is so important in Jesus' statement, as we read in Luke chapter number 17, when you look at the verse number 17, the Bible says that, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? This morning I take my inspiration from the fact that the all-knowing God, Jesus, who is the Alpha and the Omega, and the one who knows the end from the beginning, is asking questions as to why certain things are not done. And for that matter, they are not done right. This morning, it inspires me to be hopes on you the fact that divinity now is asking humanity questions. The all-knowing Jesus is asking this Samaritan young man, who has now found that he's cleansed and has come to Jesus to glorify him, that where are the nine? Were there not ten that were cleansed? In other words, Jesus, I believe with all my heart, was expecting ten to come back to him. But at the end of the day, had one. And this is where my point of message actually resonates. That could it be possible that Jesus was not just looking for an appreciation? Jesus was not just looking for thanksgiving, even though it is so important to him. But then wanted all of them to make it to the top 10. In other words, we understand from the scriptures that when this one person came to thank him, the Bible says, Jesus said, now you have been made whole. Now you have been made whole. In other words, the nine were cleansed. But then, they were never whole. And I came to let you understand that you can have one kind of blessing and another kind which may not necessarily make you whole. But the will of God for everyone's life is to give us total and holistic deliverance and blessing. Praise God. Where are the nine? Were there not ten that were cleansed? I believe that in our dispensation and in our season at this moment, God wants every one of us to make it to the top ten. And how is that going to be possible? Upon meditation, the Lord told me that I want everyone to make it in the top 10 in wealth and in health. In 3 John chapter number 1, verse number 2, it says that, but I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. So coming into Christ or coming into the kingdom of God, we begin to nourish our souls in the word of God. And we begin to feed on the word of God. And the word of God begins to saturate our lives and begin to move in every aspect of our lives. And for that reason, we begin to prosper in every way. You prosper both in your health and you prosper both in wealth. And could it be possible that these 10 men who were lepers, for some reason, may have spirit physical manifestation of their problem, but then the root cause has a spiritual indications? In other words, their problem was not just a physical manifestation, but it was a spiritual problem. Leprosy in scripture has been a sin problem, and that sin problem is to make you ill health and then also to make you poor. Anyone that suffered from leprosy was suffering from a kind of disease that was actually eating your skin and your body parts, your tissues and some important parts of your body. For example, if it affects your hands will begin to wane, and it begins to eat into your hands. If it affects your ears, by the time you realize all your ears are gone. If it affects your eyes, it eats into anywhere that is infected. And for anyone that was suffering from such disease, was actually rejected by society for fear of what? Contamination. They were put behind the gates of the city and they were not allowed to come in. Because the disease was such contagious that anyone that came close to them actually suffered from that disease. And for that matter, these people were not just only sick, but they were also poor. And that is what sin spirit and the sin nature has done to humanity. When we were sinful, or when we became sinners by root of Adam, what was actually showing in our lives was poverty, which was nakedness, and then also ill health. From that day when Adam sinned, the Bible says that they began to struggle and they began to eat out of their sweat. Sickness and death became the order of the day. Why? Because sin had entered into humanity. In the same way, these people, these 10 lepers, as they were suffering, were not just suffering from any common disease, but they were suffering as a result of a sin spirit that was working against them. And that has impoverished their lives, and that has made them sick one way or the other. This morning, we stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of the finished work of Jesus Christ in our life, every sin spirit is broken in Jesus' name. The sin nature that makes us impoverished and that makes us ill and sick is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. But that notwithstanding, it is so important for us to understand that when they realized their problem, they did not keep silent. When they saw that their situation was not getting any better according to their own abilities and their own strength. In fact, the best that they could do for themselves was to come together as an association of leprous men. Association of leprous. I don't know the kind of association that has identified you. But it is so important for you to understand that you can be liberated from any bondage of sin and any bondage of sickness, any bondage of poverty today in Jesus' name. Whatever has gripped you and whatever has actually contained your life to the extent that you cannot be free, today in the name of Jesus, you can be free right now. Now, these people, when they saw Jesus afar off, my God, did not keep silent because they saw a window of opportunity. And the Bible says that they lifted up their voice and shouted and called on him and said that, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us means that we can't help ourselves. We've done all that it takes, but yet to no avail. We have come to our wittest end, and all that we need is for you to come in for us. So they told him the master, which means that chief, which means that ruler, which means that you are in charge. You are the Lord, master, Lord, the one in charge. Take care of this situation for us. Come through for us. And the Bible says that Jesus told them that go and show yourself to the priest. Go and show yourself to the priest. As the time Jesus spoke, nothing had happened. But as they were moving by way of obedience, they saw that they were cleansed. Praise God. It is important for us to understand that God wants us to enjoy wealth and health. These people realized they were cleansed. And now, I believe that what they started doing was to start thinking of their next problem. Now, the leprosy has left them, and then they started thinking about what they were going to eat. They started thinking about what kind of work they were going to do, because it was believed that they could not work, they were poor, and their society has rejected them and all that. I believe some of them started thinking about how their families are going to receive them back and forget or forgot to come back to Jesus and to thank him for what he has done. But little did they know that they are actually cleansed, but they were not made whole. The emphasis this morning is that God wants to give you a holistic salvation and holistic deliverance. Oh, come on, your amen is weak. You cannot get one thing going well for you and another thing not working for you. All things here means all things. The Bible says, he wished above all things that we prosper and be in good health. That means that God's prime desire is that you may prosper. God's highest desire and will is your wealth and your wholeness. Being wealthy and being healthy is spiritual. To be wealthy and healthy is spiritual. You cannot say because you are spiritual, that is why you are broke and that is why you are poor. You know, many have that assertion that, well, if you are spiritual, then you can be broke. And if you want to have money, then you cannot be spiritual. No. It is so important to understand that the will of God for you is to be both healthy and wealthy. Those who said amen, may the Lord bless it. Is somebody here with me? In fact, health without wealth will lead to frustration. Health without wealth will lead to frustration. And wealth without health is destruction, because all that you have will be used to pursue your health. That is why they say that health is wealth. God wants us to have health and to have what? Wealth. This 10 lepers, I believe with all my heart, 9 had gotten health right, but then they were not whole. In other words, there are things that will make your life complete. There are things that, in addition to your health, can make you do well and do better. And this month, that is what the Lord is set to do in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 15. Having laid the foundation. Proverbs chapter number 10, verse 15. It says that the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Poverty will not destroy you. Health, wholeness, wellness is both health and wealth. Praise God. These lepers were poor and they were sick at the same time. But thank God for Jesus. I said, thank God for Jesus. When he steps in, every situation steps out. Sickness is a bondage. And this morning, in the name of Jesus, I command every bondage of sickness to be loosed out of your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you must understand that in order to make it to the top 10 in health and in wealth, Jesus has given us an all-time solution for every one of his children to make it. And that is seen in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33 is an all-time scriptural solution for anyone to make it in health and in wealth. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Wow. If anybody wants to make it in the top 10, especially in wealth and in health, then this must be your trump card. To seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It was not for naught when Jesus actually, when these people called on Jesus, the first thing he said, he never prayed for them. He just told them that go and show yourself to the priest. Well, it is believed that the priests were the ones who were to certify whether a person is really cleansed from leprosy. But one way or the other, upon a second thought, I want to believe with all my heart that they had to get to the house of God in order to see the goodness of God in their lives. The mere fact that they had to take the step towards the priest is an indication of their desire for the things of God and their love for the kingdom of God. Is somebody here with me? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. It's rather unfortunate that as they got to the priest, they did not even get to the priest, they just realized that they were healed. So instead of them coming back to Jesus or going back to the priest, they never did. Praise God. But this morning, I pray in the name of Jesus that your desire will be for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, in the similar scripture, in Job 36, verse number 11. Job 36, verse number 11, we are looking at the key to your wealth and health. He said that if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and serve him. That is the New Testament version of Matthew 6:33. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity. In other words, in wealth. And their years in pleasure, which is health. Hallelujah. So the secret or the key to your wealth and your health is your obedience and service. Don't forget this. The secret to your wealth and health is your obedience and service. And in this season, we'll be talking about our service to God. Praise God. In Exodus chapter 23, verse number 25 to 26. Exodus chapter number 23, verse 25 to 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Hallelujah. There shall nothing cast thee young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I, the Lord, will fulfill. Oh, come on. I wish I have the right people responding. Oh, you want me to repeat that scripture again? You can see in all the scriptures, health goes with wealth. When God wants to deliver you, he delivers you or he brings you out of captivity in order for you to serve him. And in service to him, he makes sure that your health and your wealth is secured. If ye shall serve the Lord your God, he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and he will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. And he said, There shall be nothing cast their young, nor be barren in their land. The number of thy days will he fulfill. I pray that this becomes your portion. In the name of Jesus, the mystery to health and wellness is in your service. The mystery to health and wellness or wealth is in your service. How do you serve? You serve God with your talent. You serve God with your time. You serve God with your treasures. You serve God with your gifts. You serve God with your skills. You serve God with everything that he has made available to you. Praise God. When I said talent, it means that you are serving God with your gift, with your skills, with everything that you have at your disposal. You can't serve God and be sick. I said you cannot serve God and be sick, because the Bible says that he will bless thy bread and thy water, and he will take sicknesses away from thee. Well, I'm not saying that your body will not be weak. I wouldn't say you will not feel, but the sickness that will lay you permanently down, bedridden sicknesses shall not be your portion. Is somebody here with me? Because you are a servant to God. When you create time for the things of God, you don't say, I don't have time. Or you don't. When you create time for the things of God, you never lack. You never lack. You never lack. When someone is sick, you would have to have time. No matter what you are doing, whenever you are sick, you create time. I've never seen anyone who said he's sick and then going about his normal activities. Then you are not sick. Are you with me? So if you say you don't have time for God, when you get sick, you have time for him. Praise Jesus. So it is important for us to understand that service to God is what launches us into the top 10 agenda of God concerning your life. In wealth and in what? In health. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is important for us to understand, as the scriptures have said, that the liberal soul shall be made fat. The liberal soul shall be made fat. It is important that the road to your prosperity is to give, is to release. In fact, we are not called to become pawns. We are not called to become, what is this river at that place? Lake. We are not called to become lakes. But we are called to become a river that flows. Hallelujah. And the more we flow, the better we become. Praise God. This morning, the Lord is changing somebody's wealth and health right now. We have example in scripture concerning Abraham in Genesis 24, verse number 1. The Bible says that, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things, not just in something. Anyway, in this part of our world, I've never seen an old man that is so poor. An old man. Because sometimes poverty can even kill you in this part of the world. Praise God. But this is the word of the Lord to us, that Abraham was blessed in health and also in what? In wealth. Because the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Today I pray that that kind of blessing and that grace come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may that blessing be released upon your life to the extent that you will not lack in any way. I said you will not lack in any way. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God. It is important that God, in blessing us as we serve Him in wealth, blesses us financially. Wealth goes beyond money, but money becomes an indicator when you know that God is blessing you in wealth. And therefore, for every child of God, you are supposed to walk in financial fortunes of your life. Praise God. When you get home, you read Deuteronomy 28, verse number 1 to 13. For the sake of time, we will not read it. But it is so important to understand that among the things that Jesus had to die for, in Revelation chapter 5, verse number 12, is riches. It's riches. He said, saying with a loud voice, that worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and what? Riches. Praise God. And wisdom and strength and honor and glory and what? Blessings. Praise God. Hallelujah. So among the things that God wants all of us to be blessed in, whilst we make it to the top 10 in wealth and in health, is financial prosperity. Say financial prosperity. Now, why does God want to make you wealthy? Why does God want to make you wealthy? Because it is important to know why does God want to bless me? Why should I make it to the top 10 in wealth and in health? Why should I be financially sound and secured? Why should I walk in financial fortunes? Praise God. Number one, it is important that God wants you to make it in wealth so that you can be an agent of promoting His kingdom. An agent of promoting His kingdom. God gives us resources to promote His kingdom. God gives us resources in order to promote His kingdom. His kingdom. The only reason why God will bless you is not for yourself. God will not bless you because you need that blessing in order to show off. God will not bless you because for others to be able to see the type of cars and the houses you have built. No. God will bless you primarily based on the promotion of His kingdom. God gives us resources to promote His kingdom. If you don't have that heart as a child of God, then you can never command financial fortunes. Hallelujah. When God called Abraham, the Bible makes us to understand, God said that in you shall all the nations be blessed. Because of you, I am going to bless all nations. So Abraham's blessing was not for himself, but for the blessing of the nations. The reason why God will bless you is for the promotion of His kingdom. And I see that blessing coming upon you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how does God bless us? This is so important in wealth and in health. How does God bless us? In 1 John chapter number 4 verse 16, if you can put it in the BBE, how does God blesses us? 1 John 4:16. He says that, and we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Praise God. Now, this scripture makes us to understand that God has an identity. God has an identity card, and that identity card of God is love. And it is important for us to understand that if a man loves God, then he must put on God's identity card. Praise God. God's love is not in singing. God's love is not in talking. But God's love is in giving. It's in giving. It's in giving. The identity card of God is love. He said that we have known and believed that love, that believe the love that God has what? Loved us. God is love, and he that loveth in love also what? Dwelleth in God. So if you want to dwell in God, if you want to experience the love of God, then you must put on the identity of God. And the identity of God, which is love, is seen in your giving. Amen. John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him will not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. God's love is seen in the manifestation of giving. So when you claim to love God and you don't have what identify God identifying you, then your love is fake. Because the only thing that makes God who he is love. Praise God. And if we claim to love God, then it must be seen in our giving. Praise God. The Bible says that, and Abraham loved God. And in his love for God, he was willing to give up his only son. Praise God. Can you see some similarities here? When God loved us, he gave us his only begotten son. When Abraham also loved God, he gave his only son, Isaac. So love can only be seen in your giving. A love without giving is fake, and it's also full of frustration and misery. I pray that your love will not be like that. The core of the kingdom of prosperity, or the kingdom prosperity, let me put it this way, is giving. Anyone who wants to walk in financial fortunes, your platform must be love. If anybody wants to be financially blessed, make it to the top 10 in wealth, then your key or your foundation must be loved. That is the platform. It is important to know that giving is so important when we want to walk in higher dimensions of financial fortunes. Praise God. So what are we supposed to give? Having known that God blesses us when we love, or we put on his identity, and that identity of God is seen in your giving. So the question is, what are we to give? What are we supposed to give? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 1 downwards. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, verse number 1 downwards. Is somebody following me? Are you here with me this morning? Are you getting blessed? Now the Bible says that, moreover, brethren, we do you to wait of the grace of God bestowed upon the churches in Macedonia. Say the grace of God. The grace of God is what makes the difference. It made the difference in the churches that Paul actually preached. It made the difference in Philippi. And it made a difference in Corinth. It also made the difference in Macedonia. I pray that the grace of God will make a difference in your life. How that in a great trial of affliction, in other words, when the people were so much in hardship, they were going through so much financial difficulty, the Bible says that the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. In other words, they did not consider the hardship and the afflictions and the poverty in which they found themselves, but with great joy gave unto God. Praise God. Verse number 3, the Bible says, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Praise God. Which means that they were willing to do above more than they could or they have the capacity to do. Each one had the love, the grace to be able to do above that which they intended or their capacity to could be able to do. And for that matter, the Bible says that praying with us with much entreaty that they would receive the gift, hallelujah, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. Wow. Amazing. All that they were doing is that Paul will receive their gift. Because they understood that in him receiving their gift, that is where their blessings will also flow. So out of their poverty, they gave. They did not think about how the economy was going and how things have become so difficult for the people and all that. And the Bible said that they were willing. But look at verse number 5. This is where my point actually, comes from. He said that, and this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord. Hallelujah. And unto us by the will of God. I've said it many times and I will say it again, that your gift will not matter if your heart is not for God. Your gift or whatever you present before God will not matter if you don't have love for God. Praise God. The Bible says that this they did. They first gave themselves. Praise God. So number one, you must give yourself. What am I supposed to give? I must give myself. I must give myself. I must give myself. Until yourself is given, your seed or your gift does not matter. Until you are willing to give up your life and sow your life as a seed, your gift doesn't matter. There are many in church who believe that all that the church is looking for is to have money. No, our aim is not money. I always tell you that we are not called to raise money. Even though there are churches that their core objective is to raise money. But our objective is not to raise money, but to raise people. And in raising people, God will bless them to bless the kingdom of God. Is somebody here with me? So if you have the idea that, as for church, all that they need is what? money, then you are the wrong place. We need your heart. In fact, your heart is what God is looking for. Because once he has your heart, your money will not be a problem. Is somebody here with me? Many a times we are not able to give to the best of our ability because our heart is not for God. Jesus said that where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. Is somebody here with me? Where your heart, your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. I believe that almost everyone here knows where their most expensive item is in their room. In fact, every now and then you go and make sure whether it is there or not. Especially if you have hidden some money somewhere. Eh? Anytime you go in and you come back, you just go and check whether it is what? There. Praise God. Why do you go and check? Because that is where your heart is. Praise God. Some of us have made some investment in some banks and it went so bad. I don't want to mention some of the bank's name. Some of us, huge sums of money. Praise God. But then if you know you have made investment in certain banks, every day you'll be waiting to hear something better from where? The bank. When the banks, they started collapsing banks and all that, some people's hearts started pumping. Hey! Because that is where their heart is what? Is. Now, if you invest in the kingdom of God, and all that you treasure is found in the house of God, your heart will surely be here. So those who don't necessarily want to give means that their treasure, their heart is nowhere here. Because where your heart is, that is where you invest or you give towards. I pray that may God give us the grace this morning. John chapter 12, verse 23 and 24, Jesus made a very profound statement. John chapter number 12, verse number 24. Are you with me? He says, let's start 23, please. And Jesus answered them, saying that the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Praise God. Now he went on to say that, verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. Now understand this. He said that the time has come for the Son of Man to be what? Now, if I am going to be glorified, it means that I'm going to be seen by all. If I'm going to be glorified, then it means that I'm going to see something that will bring glory and honor. Is that not so? But he said that before the glory, except a corn of wheat falls down and dies. If you want to receive God's blessings, you must be willing to sow your life. If you want to see glory in any area of your life, you must be willing to dedicate your life. Except a corn of wheat falls down and dies, the Bible says it abides alone. And if it dies, it bears much, much fruit. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not just be coming to church. You will not just be moving up and down. You will not just be coming to warm the pew. But then you will be a child of God that is planted in the house of God. Where your heart is actually planted. Amen. There are those who visit. And there are those who are planted. You can be in a church for many years and yet not planted. It is so important. You can be in church coming every Sunday, but yet you are not what? Planted. You are just a visitor. What does it make for you to be planted? When your heart is planted in the house of God, it is seen in everything that you do. May God give us that grace in Jesus' name. Somebody's blessed. Psalm number 92, verse number 12. Psalm number 92, verse number 12. Amazing scripture. He says that for the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Praise God. I came to let you know that be planted in Jesus' name. Cedar is a kind of wood that is so tall, and in among other trees. And what the scriptures is telling us that we will become the tallest in the kingdom of plants, in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Your life will be tallest in all areas of your life. In fact, you'll be seen by all. Your love is seen in your plantedness. Say, my love is seen in my plantedness. John chapter number 10, verse 17. John chapter 10, verse number 17. The Bible says they first gave their heart. They gave themselves. John 10, 17 says that, therefore, do my Father love me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. The Father loves him not because he sings, not because he talks, not because he dances, not because he does anything, but the Father loves him because he laid down his life. How much are we willing to lay down our lives and lay our heart unto God? The Bible says that this they did. Before their gift could be accepted, their heart and their lives were planted for God. Your plantedness in God will cause you your financial fortunes. Amen. Until you lose your own, you can't have his own. Drop that for me. Until you lose your own, you cannot have his own. I have never seen a child who is asking for something and still have something in their hands. You know, most children are very funny. Sometimes they have some things in their hands and yet they are asking for more. And then if you are trying to give them, they don't know what to do. So all that they have to do is that probably put one in their pocket or in their attire and then stretch out for something. You cannot have something in your hands and still have God's own. Until you let go of your own, you cannot have his. Until you sow your life to him, your gift will not be accepted. God wants us to make it to the top 10 in both health and in wealth. In financial wealth, he wants you to give yourself, to give yourself. If your seed can be anything to write home about, your heart really matters. Tell somebody, my heart really matters. Number two, what am I supposed to give? So we've seen the first one, that we must give ourselves. Number two, we must give our financial seed. Our financial seed. You cannot command financial fortunes if you don't give financial seed. It is so important. There are people who are praying for financial breakthrough, but yet they are not givers. In fact, that prayer would take a long time. I'm not a prophet of doom, but by experience and by the word of God, I know that it does not work. Praise God. Let's go to Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. He said that be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also what? Reap. Amen. Are you following me, church? Good. Verse number 8. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap what? But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Somebody is blessed. Now push it to the last one. So it says that, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. May this be our portion in Jesus' name. So if you sow financial seed, it will return with many other fringe benefits. Praise God. Because you can't sow one thing and have another. Whatsoever a man sows is what he reaps. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. A quick one. I'm running out of time. He said that, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also what? Bountifully. So it's about what you put in is what you get. If you want to put in little, then remember, little is going to come into your hands. But then if you put in much, then you are going to have what? Much. What a blessing. And this is the word of God. If you want to walk in all-time financial blessings, then you must understand that whatsoever you sow is what you reap. Proverbs 11, 24. Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 24. Proverbs 11, 24. Church, are you following me? There is that scattering and yet increasing. And there is that which holdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth toward poverty. The natural man will tell you that if you want to get more, keep more. Hold on to what? More. In other words, if you want to have more, don't spend. But scripture and the word of God is telling us that, look, there is one who always scatters. He throws about. And as he does that, he increases the more. Praise God. But there is one who does not scatter because he's operating by the natural law. And says that, well, I want to keep. The Bible says that the more they keep, the more they become poor. Praise God. There is something in giving that makes a man abound in every good work. That makes you blessed in every way of your life. I came this morning to let you know that you can also walk in that financial fortunes. And let me tell you, it all begins with your obedience and service to God. Praise God. So when one is motivated by love to give, what goes with it? Let's answer this and then we are done. When one is motivated by love to give, what goes with it? What goes with it? When one is motivated by love, because you love God, you are giving. Hey, when you are motivated by that, what goes with it? Number one, it goes with sacrifice. It goes with sacrifice. It goes with sacrifice. John chapter 10, verse 17 to 18. Let me wrap up. My time is almost up. It goes with sacrifice. John 10, 17. The Bible says that, therefore, do my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may what? Take it again. Now push it to 18. He said that no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Praise God. What is he saying? Sacrifice is your willingness without compulsion to lay down your life at the expense of a better life or something. Amen. You must understand that sacrifice goes with offerings. It goes with your offerings, sacrificial offerings. Amen. It goes with your sacrificial offering. And it is offering in tears. Sacrifice means offering in what? In tears. That is when you don't have what it takes, but yet, because of the word of God, because you love God, and because you want to honor God, you go at every length to please God. How do you do it? By way of what? Sacrifice. And the Bible says in Psalm 126, verse number 5 to 6, Psalm 126, verse number 5 to 6, I love this scripture so much. The Bible says that, and they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Those who sacrifice and sow in tears, the Bible says that you shall reap in joy. This is the word of God. Now, I love the last part he said. And he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seeds, shall doubtless come again with what? Rejoicing. Bringing his sheaves with him. Amazing. So nobody goes out with, what do you mean by precious seed? Seeds that are so much important. In fact, there are all kinds of seed or giving. They have some money that we eat, and there are some money that are meant for seeds. Amen. And there are some money that are meant for God. Are you with me? Now you must understand that anybody that goes weeping, you don't have it, but because of your love for God, it becomes a sacrifice for you. You are doing it at the expense of something. Maybe you needed to go and pay some bills. Maybe you needed to take care of some special things in your life. But God says that this moment, I want you to give towards my kingdom. Then you sacrifice all that and you sow the seed. The Bible says that those seeds become precious seeds. Hallelujah. And with precious seeds, the Bible says that doubtlessly you shall come again. In the same way you came to sow, you will surely come back again. I know I'm not talking to everybody, because when it comes to money, nobody wants to accept it. But I know there are people here, God is blessing you because of this message. And your life is being transformed financially because of your obedience to the word of God. He said that such people will come again. Tap three people around you, say, you will surely come again. I'm not feeling you. Tap to another person and say, you will surely come again. This time, you will not be crying. This time, you will not be tearing. This time, you will not be complaining. This time, it will not be crying nor fear. But this time, you will come rejoicing, bringing your sheaves in your hand. What a blessing. What am I saying? God wants you to honor him from the beginning of the year to now. What do you have to say thank you? And it's important that as you are saying thank you, you are saying that, Lord, I'm still expecting for more. And that is why it is so important that this month, God wants each and everyone to make it to the top 10, both in wealth and in health. Praise God. How do I make it to the top 10? When I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When I'm willing to obey and to serve him, the Bible says, I will spend my years in pleasure and my days in prosperity. What a blessing. Number two, when one is motivated by love to give, what goes with it? Number two, tireless giving. Say tireless giving. Tireless giving. Tireless giving. Tireless giving means without getting tired. Without getting tired. Some of us think that when you come to church, you have to be coming to church. When you are giving to in the church, you'll be giving. Hey, Pastor, are we not tired? In fact, everything we do here will continue till Jesus come. So strengthen yourself. Tell somebody, strengthen yourself. You'll be coming to church. So when are we going to have off days? There is nothing like break or off days in the kingdom of God. Everything that we do, it must be continuous. Amen. Yes. And it says that it must be tireless giving. Philippians 4, verse 15 to 16. That is our last scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verse 16. Verse 15, let's start from 15, 16 through to 17. So he said that, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and what, but ye only. I pray that this will also be your testimony, that when people are refraining from, giving, you will be there to receive the blessing. Verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my heart necessity. What is Paul saying? That they gave everything that he needed. Verse number 17, push it. Now this is what, after everything, this is the response. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your heart account. Now this is the deal. Everyone here in the presence of God, you have an account with God. You have what? No, are you angry with me actually? Say, I have an account with God. How many of you realize that when you are recruited into certain organization, and as part of the procedure and stuff like that, they open an account for you? That is where your salaries are what? Yes, are channeled. And therefore, the moment you also became born again, that day, an account was what? Open to you. Amen. Now, Paul says that when you give, you don't give because I need something. I need a gift. In fact, as a matter of fact, you don't give to the church because pastor needs your money. Please. That is the last thing that will ever happen. In fact, if you see the things that God is doing in this house, the kind of projects that are going on, that will never even cross your mind. Paul said that you are not giving to me because I need something, but because I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Which means that anytime you give, your account is credited. Oh, come on. I think these people are not ready for such a message. Oh, yes, I know that you don't want to give. That's why you are not responding. But may the word of God change your heart. I desire fruit that may abound to your account. I believe that nobody wants their account to be empty. How many of you wants your account to be empty? In fact, the day you went to the bank and you realized that they have debited you wrongly, look at how aggressive you became. In fact, some of you, even 10 pesos, you go and chase them and ask them why they have to deduct what? 10 pesos. Amen. So we all love our accounts to be what? Credited. And let me tell you, when you are giving towards the kingdom of God, and you are seeking for the righteousness of God and his kingdom, what happens is that God credits your account every day. It can be a spiritual account of healing, where your health becomes so agile. It can be promotion. It can be open doors. It can be some favors that you begin to receive. It can be some kind of burdens that God will take from you. It can be some escape that God will bring you out of. Your account somewhere, somehow is credited. And above all, he credit your financial account as well. He credit your financial account. This morning, I don't know what you have heard today, but I want you to know that God wants you to make it to the top 10. Hallelujah. And in making it to the top 10, he requires that you and I begin to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. If you are obedient and willing to serve him, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Be on your feet. Be on your feet this morning. Be on your feet this morning. If ye are willing and obedient, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. I want you to lift up your hands to the Father. I don't know what you have heard from the Word of God, but understand that until your heart for God matters, your gift will not matter. The only identity of God is love. And if we are children of God, then we cannot be different from who God is. Are you here with me? No, I'm not feeling you this morning. It looks like you are too dull for my liking. No, you are not. You are not. You are not. You are not. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
You want to lift up your hands and say, Father, give me a heart to love you. Let that be your prayer. Don't just say it one time after me. Give me a heart to love you. 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 I want to love you, Jesus. Come on, pray sincerely. Lord, give me a heart to love you. It is difficult for us to give to the Lord because our heart is far from it. The things that God has prepared are for those who love him. You need the things that God has prepared, but you are not ready to love him. And that is not possible. You want to pray and say, Father, give me the heart to love you. Let me give my life. Let me sow my life. Let me plant my life as a seed. Let me plant my life as a seed before my gift will matter. Open your mouth and pray. La ba da ba da bo shande bre de 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 de. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hand. Lord, I'm longing to see your desire revealed in me. Come on, I give myself away. Let that be your prayer today. Oh, I give myself away so you can you. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself. Oh, so you.
Can you be? Here I am.
Come on, raise your hands.
Here I stand.
Lord, my life.
Lord, my life is in your hand. Oh, Lord, I'm longing to see your desire revealed.
I give myself, away. Come on,
I give myself away. I'll show you.
Come on, is that your prayer?
I give myself away.
Lord, we give ourselves. We plant ourselves, Lord.
I give myself away. Hey, so you can you.
Life is not my own. Come on, let's sing it.
Life is not my own.
To you I belong.
To you I belong.
I give myself.
I give myself. I give myself to.
Sing it, life is not my own. Come on, raise it up.
Life is not my own.
To you, I belong.
I give myself, to.
Come on, life is not my own. Raise it up, come on.
Life is not my own.
Sing it with all your heart.
To you,
I give myself,
I give myself.
For the last time, life is not my own. Come on,
life is not my.
To you I belong,
to you I belong. I give myself, to you.
Life is not my own, life is not my own.
I give myself.
Lift up your hands and say, Father, I dedicate my life to serve you all the days of my life. I dedicate myself to serve you all the days of my life. I dedicate my life for you. From this day forward, I will serve you with all my heart. I will obey your word with all my heart. In the name of Jesus, I will serve you with all my heart. Therefore, let me walk in every financial blessing that you have earmarked for me, O God. Your word says that you will bless my water and you will bless my bread and you will take sickness and disease out of the midst of me, O God. And my number, the number of my days will I fulfill. O God, I pray that give me that grace, Lord. Give me that grace, Lord, to serve you all the days of my life. For if I'm willing and obedient to serve you, I will spend my days in prosperity and my years in pleasure. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. I thank you for your word.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.